Senator Blumenthal is in studio. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you. Wonderful
Happy
to be with you.
Very good to see you.
Yes.
It's been a while.
So it has been.
He's here strictly to help people.
Exactly.
So if you have any issue with the government or anything you think he might be able to help you with, having the weight of being a United States senator, did you hear that we're cuddling here tomorrow at 7:30?
Why did you invite me this morning, not tomorrow?
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, you're invited tomorrow.
See?
Do you have pajamas?
I do.
They have a tie on him, but he's wearing pajamas.
Button down.
Right. He has a three-piece pajama set.
Yeah.
With a pocket
with
square.
With a vest, exactly.
I have a feeling it looks like a suit.
Right. And, even his slippers like shoes.
If you want to know more, you have to give me a Freedom of Information Act request.
Right. On it. No, I'm all red tape, damn it.
I know. Well, I have a right to remain silent. Right?
You're invited to come by tomorrow at 7:30 with your PJs and cuddle.
We'll probably be in D.C. tomorrow.
No.
Is
that code for something?
Too bad.
Or on the way back, if we have no votes, I'm going to go to the inaugural. But I'll take a pass next time I come. If I'm invited back,
We'll invite you back for the next cuddling.
D.C., deny cuddling.
We could just cuddle you now.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a way to make news, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
I was like, what is he going to say?
He actually sounded scared.
He did. How do I get out of this?
I mean, he's been through so much. I'm the most nervous I've ever heard you in my life.
He's argued cases in front of the Supreme Court.
Right.
He sounded more confident.
Was not ready for that one. You can't train for that.
Just a little update for you, Senator. Pam is attempting to join the Coast Guard.
So be afraid.
Fantastic. Yeah. That is just wonderful. If I can help you, Pam, I hope you'll let me know. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
She needs an age waiver.
I am a tremendous advocate and fan of the Coast Guard. In fact, I have a bill in right now to make sure the Coast Guard is paid during the shutdown. It's the only military service that is unpaid.
Yeah.
And to treat the Coast Guard differently, simply because of a quirk of history, they're in the Department of Homeland Security, not the Pentagon, is absolutely wrong. So Coast Guard, they're the best.
Look at that.
Thank you, Pam. And thank you, everyone who
I want you to help Pam get in, but I don't want you to help Pam get in. Can you have her papers denied so we get to keep her?
Denied, like cuddling.
Yeah. And then one quick question, and we'll get to the phones here, and they're all going nuts.
Sure.
How do you feel about weed?
I think we've reached the point where we need to give the states the legal ability to legalize it.
So you're ready. You feel like we're ready. It's time.
Connecticut is at the forefront. The federal government has been an impediment because of laws that are arcane and obsolete. And we ought to eliminate those laws and also end the confusion that results from the federal government saying you can't do it and more states saying you can.
Right.
It's why he's here.
All right. So Senator Blumenthal brought some folks with him, and they're in the production room with Phil right now. Who are these people?
Jackie Fonseca Ramos, a Marine Corps veteran.
Thank you for your service, Jackie.
She does casework on veterans. And Joe Rodriguez is a public official in New Haven, but he is on my staff. He's the head of all our constituent services. So if we have any calls that we can't take on air, people who have problems or issues, they want our help, we can stay, they can talk them off air. But also, they're going to be taking notes on every call we get.
Thank you. Because
the most important thing I do, and I've said this, you've heard me say it, I don't know how many times over the years, is helping individual people, really going to bat for constituents.
He brought the team.
They are the forefront of the team.
Exactly.
They're taking names. They're going to be kicking butts.
Right. They have fresh ink in their pens and everything.
Let's start with Jerry in Andover. Jerry?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Jerry.
Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jerry?
Good. Just wanted to thank you for keeping the HR 299 in the forefront. And announcing our bill, Agent Orange Exposure Fairness Act in August. I'm sure you're going to be reintroducing that again soon.
Great. We are going to be reintroducing the Agent Orange Exposure Act. And the first bill that you mentioned relates to the Blue Water Navy. And you, I think, Jerry Wright, is calling, I believe, right? Jerry, you've been at the forefront of advocacy on this issue. The Blue Order Navy veterans are the Vietnam veterans.
Oh, you know his last name.
Off the coast of Vietnam. Jerry has been really a tremendous leader in advocating for this bill that would treat them fairly, give them simple justice. And a lot of these veterans are passing away, so justice delayed is justice denied. We're going to keep fighting, Jerry. And I hope that anybody who's listening who is a Blue Water Navy veteran, we hear from you, because the more people who let us know, the stronger our case is going to be.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Rich from East Hartford.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Rich.
Senator, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Rich?
Well, I'm kind of frustrated with a little bit of problems with my VA case.
Okay.
A case that I contacted you back in 2015.
Yeah.
Probably around September 2015 is when you actually went into my case with the VA. I'm a 26-year, four-month veteran with the Air National Guard.
Thank you for
your service.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I deployed over to the desert three times. And I was medically retired in July of 2013 due to some injuries I had. And since that time, I've been running into a stone wall with the VA from the point of where they underrated me for my injuries. And then they were taking what I was getting paid from the VA and deducted it from my medical retirement.
That doesn't sound right. Hold on one second. We're going to get your number, because this sounds like a case that's been going on for a while with lots of moving
parts.
Rich,
I think I remember talking to you, and I'm so glad you called, because Joe Rodriguez or Jackie Fonseca Ramos, we're going to get on your case. We have staff down in Washington, too, as you know, that can deal with the appeals down there. So let us go to bat for you again.
I put him on hold. They're going to grab his number so you can work on that
Great.
After the show.
Thank you.